Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Jules.
Hello, everyone.
Jules, my friend, my voice is wrecked, but it's not the only thing that's shot to bits. According to Rockstar Mag's Chris, a reliable GTA / Rockstar leaker, and this is a leak notice by DSO Gaming, written up as well by Dexerto, GTA 6 is apparently in development hell, and the project has been restarted multiple times, with the most recent one being just last year, because Dan Houser's departure was last year, and apparently him being lead writer, you know, man who brings things together, and him departing the company apparently left one hell of a hole in development, which the team are struggling to bring back together. I do have a couple of quotes, but what do you think of that?
Well, the thing is that I usually do this thing with Scott where he has the headline news and I'm just here to react to it. I'm the color commentator. The problem is that when he said there's GTA 6 news, I was like, oh, fair enough. What new fantastical thing will be going off to new vistas, going off to
it's
space?
About time.
Are they going to go like the Saints Row route and go even crazier, just over the top? But no, hearing that it's actually delayed and it's sort of fractured and stalling, that's kind of it's a bit of a wet fart, this news, isn't it? What's going on, mate?
Well, so apparently it's in development hell. The quote from whoever Rockstar Mag Chris has been talking to is, to date, this is the most chaotic project of Rockstar since their creation. He goes on to say that Take-Two were planning to announce GTA 6 last year, and they apparently wanted to get the initial announcement out the way last year. Obviously, all the stuff happened across last year this year, but Dan Houser leaving seems to be the main thing, because he was the lead creative on almost every main Grand Theft Auto, including the Red Dead Redemptions. He's pretty much their shining star. You can also go on our channel, What Culture Gaming's channel, where I put together a video looking at Red Dead Redemption 2 through the lens of, this seems to be a commentary from a lead writer about the death of Rockstar over time.
Right.
He obviously departed anyway, and he set up his own studio. But Grand Theft Auto 6 will be the first main GTA without his involvement since like GTA 1 or something. It's just, he's going to be a big miss.
When did he jump off of GTA 5 to go work on Red Dead Redemption? I assume that it was as soon as that project was done, he was on there. Because let's just say, if we're to look at GTA as what it's like to be helmed without him there, then the GTA Online experience, the intense sort of microtransactional heavy storefront, the zero lack of single player DLC interest in there, that does speak to a mindset that is more money orientated than maybe any of the previous Rockstar entries have been. Red Dead Redemption admittedly did go down the same route, but he got to tell that amazing long form story throughout its campaign. So if we don't have Dan leading this project, and we've got that going forward, I'm very worried about where things are going. Because, no offense, where can GTA go from this point?
I've
voiced this like so much. Like, GTA 5, for all of its flaws and for all of its controversies that it had surrounding it, it is a great game.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very hard to see where they're going to take it from there, because all you can really do is more of the stuff that you've already done.
Well, that was always the thing with GTA 5, because I think that it is the most opulent version of that blueprint, you know. And and GTA 5 is the one, like, me and Josh just did a whole podcast. Go subscribe to the What Culture Gaming podcast on the different eras of Grand Theft Auto. There's like the old school stuff, which is going to be coming back in the definitive edition, and there's obviously the GTA 4 onward stuff, which is more cinematic and it's a little bit more grounded. And then GTA 5 was kind of splitting down the middle. It was sort of like, you kind of had chaotic stuff, you kind of had playful, experimental, sandbox stuff, but you also kind of had the cinematic side of it. And I feel like you said, it's like, where did they go from here? And if you don't have the guy on board who helped helm that over time, then I wonder how many of those wider business interests start to take precedence. Because even Take-Two's Strauss Zelnick said that, you know, they've talked about annual releases before. And they said that the reason they don't do that is because they want the brand to rest. They said the value in it is taking the time. But they also said that they didn't expect it to be this successful. So I wonder what that is going to be like, you know, if there was a GTA every year, it would still sell.
Oh, I would hate it if there was a GTA every year. I tell you what, that formula would be done into the ground. It's mm-hmm. like the Ubisoft, like Far Cry formula. Like, it's the same thing over and over again. And just mm-hmm. even their own games have like elements that are lifted from it. I would utterly despise that. So I'm glad that they do give it a long time to rest. But my problem is that we're just going to look at the sales figures. I know that they are. I know that the devs and the people, the higher ups, they're going to look at it and say, well, this works. Yeah. And we want this to keep working. So let's just do this over and over and over again. But the problem is that you're not expanding the brand in any way. You're actually killing it by releasing the same game. Mm. I can't speak for what this game is going to be like. But the fact that it's had several restarts from what you've just said there, mm-hmm. that is a totally worrying sign, because it means that they're reacting to stuff that is happening now. They're forward planning by going, okay, right, this is working now. We can't do what we did before. The vision that we had just doesn't work. Maybe because it will not make enough money, because GTA 5 is being held up on this massive pedestal of being, this is what you need to achieve.
Well, it's sick.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's kind of fascinating just how much of a behemoth GTA 5 is. Like, we obviously grew up with the entire franchise. GTA 5 sales numbers eclipse every other entry in the series. And it's that whole thing of, you know, if you were the number cruncher at the top, it's like, we'll just let this keep going. But like, it becomes their Skyrim. It becomes the thing that they, or their Minecraft, for example. It's always in the top 10 charts, and it always just keeps selling. But if you're, you know, if you need a creative mind at that studio going, we can't just rest on our laurels, we need to do something else. And if that person has gone, then I wonder who steps in to be the next Dan Houser. But judging by the very light comments that are here, it sounds like the team, like, that they were almost blindsided by Dan Houser leaving, that they maybe didn't have someone that was ready to step in to be the next Dan Houser. It's like the way that Rockstar were always built as a company was always around the Houser brothers. It was around the producer Leslie Benzies, and it was around Laszlo Jones. Like, they had that core team. When that whole report came out about the 100-hour work weeks, that was about that team, that specific group of people who would wait until the closing months of development and then crunch their asses off to get everything done. And if that whole team has gone or dissipated or whatever, then that throws everything out of whack.
There is one thing that we might be able to look at and maybe glean a tiny bit of positivity. Maybe the reasons that the project has restarted so many times actually might be to do with reflections in the work culture that they was dragged over the coals for. Maybe it's the case of they weren't being treated properly, and the fact that we're restarting, maybe they're giving more time to the team, maybe they're giving more things. And a restart in that sense might just be in terms of a work ethic program. I severely doubt that is, but if I was to try and spin a bit of positivity from it, that's what I'd say could be taken from.
Yeah, I would hope so. They have enough money to do that. It's not. I mean, that's the thing. You look at games that keep selling that we get annoyed by, like Skyrim or GTA 5, and it's not that they're not selling. I don't know anyone who's not played that game at this point, but you could.
The fact
sit
that it's coming out on
and,
the PS5 and the new Xbox.
That's like, the whole thing. But you could just sit back and let that stuff continue to sell. Yeah. If you do want to give the dev team more time, the appropriate amount of time, let that old game keep selling and just let that sort of roll out. A wider question, though, is what do you want from GTA 6? Because I wonder how much. Say Dan Houser was still there. He was the dude who obviously helmed a lot of Red Dead Redemption 2, who's the lead writer on it. And a lot of the comments in, or a lot of the tone in Red Dead Redemption 2 is very serious. It's very self-reflective. Yeah. It's all about the sort of death of lawlessness in the West and all that kind of stuff. I wonder if they would do a Grand Theft Auto that is as laden and is as, you know, simulation style as Red Dead. It's like, would that work if a really serious, you know, like weighty Grand Theft Auto?
My question to you is this. What is the most played aspect of the GTA 5 experience? It's GTA 5 Online.
Yes.
And what is the GTA 5 Online experience at the moment? It is chaotic, over
the
top.
It's wacky banana time.
Utterly ridiculous. It is airing. And I know that fans will be pissed off at me saying this. It's airing on the Fortnite, hello, my fellow kids route. Like, it's trying to be too cool and edgy for its own good sometimes. And that's not to say if you enjoy that, that's absolutely fine for you. I just, sometimes I look at it and I just go, almost, like, I'm in the wrong age demographic for this.
Yeah, same. I mean, like, almost all multiplayer games over a long enough time will get some sort of neon-based skin or a neon car or whatever
so,
it is.
So therefore, do you not think that they'll just lift from that and just be like, well, this is what is kind of reflective of the GTA experience. Let's just take that. So maybe we'll be set in like a cyberpunk future where it's all like GTA 6 is far flung into the far distant future. Flying cars, robots, sassy quipping, like laser guns, pew, pew, pew.
Maybe. I mean, I think they'll go even more banana sandwich with GTA Online, but the leaked stuff that's out there for GTA 6 in the main, if it's true, which has been corroborated by a few more known leakers on the inside, is a map of Miami. It is their sort of new age take on doing the Miami Strip and all that kind of stuff again, which isn't very detailed, but it seemed like that would be the route to go. Like, you had GTA 4 was a redux of Liberty City, GTA 5 was San Andreas. The only one that was left was Vice City.
Yeah.
So, assumedly, that will be where they're going for the main, but I think the evolution of online will be even more crazy.
I do think that that might be the one area where they can still invoke some freshness within the series is by using the time period of the of a different era to sell it. Like, I think we all felt like it was part of a living, thriving world in like L.A. Noire when they took us back to like the 1920s and stuff like that. It felt I like the fact that they can do period pieces like this. And I think that if they chose Miami as in the heyday of the 80s or late 70s, again, like letting you like tear down the Sunset Strip with like those open top convertibles and stuff like that, that is a feeling like that I got from Vice City that I can't wait to play in the Definitive Edition. And I would love to play more of that in the future.
It's interesting because Vice City is obviously going to remind people of how much they love that time period. But it's interesting in regards to how much wider media has done the 80s thing at this point. Mm-hmm. From Guardians of the Galaxy to, I mean, well, like I said, re-releasing Vice City, but like the latest Guardians soundtrack has tons of songs from Vice City. Yeah. It's almost like all of the 80s is just this one playlist. And I feel like that might be the thing that they channel to sort of try and get people back in their good graces.
Do you think it's going to be very weird when we move into the era of the 2000s? Like, it's going to be
Limp
like...
Bizkit comes back in. Yeah.
Well, they already are. They got a new album.
The album's pretty good.
The thing, don't.
It's a good album, Jules.
This is different news story.
Snacky Poo, mate, carry on.
Sorry, is that a name of the title?
That's one of the album's called Still Sucks. There is a song called Snacky Poo.
Oh.
Snacky Poo. That's what he says over and over again. That's the chorus. That's all you
is this
need.
The end of the news? Is the end
no,
of the
I've
news,
got one
mate.
More thing.
You're killing me here right now.
To throw in Snacky Poo is just that in amongst this leaked stuff, which we're going to skirt over because it's nowhere near as important as the GTA stuff, is that the Red Dead Redemption remaster is apparently going to have the upgraded feature set in regards to the GTA Definitive Edition, i.e. they're taking the original Red Dead Redemption and assumedly adding Red Dead 2 controls, GTA 5 controls, whatever it is, whatever you think of in terms of modern, you know, Rockstar feeling games. We'll have to wait until the Definitive Edition comes out, but that is the thing that's being compared to for them revisiting the Red Dead Redemption remaster, and apparently that will also be coming to PC. So that was something that wasn't mentioned before.
I wonder if the DLC will make the jump to it, because Undead Nightmare still retains to be one of the best DLC expansions that you can get in gaming. If they manage to do that with the GTA 5 or the Red Dead Redemption 2 controls and graphics, I will be playing the ever loving piss out of that. The horde mode stuff from that, absolutely love the explosive shotgun.
Bring it all back to Mr. Dan Houser making one of the best games of all time, Red Dead Redemption. Is up there in possibly the greatest thing ever made by a set of humans. But yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of GTA 6 being restarted so late in the day. Can you stand waiting another 5 years or whatever it is for the next Grand Theft Auto when GTA 5 has been out since 2013? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And I've been Snacky Poo.
He's also been Snacky Jules. Poo. We'll catch you next time. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.